Yeah, well, I kid because I still like to tear a car apart and do my own work and stuff like that. Although, that's another thing that's changing, you know. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you know, brake job, no problem. Exhaust, I was getting a little tired of that then. You know, brake job. You know, now I'm to a point where, okay, you know, first of all, the cars, you can't do a lot to them. You know, but if I had a classic, which I plan on, you know, when I retire, I'm probably going to have something to keep me busy, a little, probably something that is just annoying enough to keep you busy, but fun enough to own, like a little British sports car or something. It's been, I've had my eye on a couple. And something like that might be just what I need. Just, you know, just enough to keep me busy, but not enough to drive me insane. But, you know, I don't know. You know, it's like, here's where the old starts kicking in again. It's like, I don't know if I want to do brakes or exhaust anymore, you know? So, I don't mind tinkering, but I don't know about that. So, but I thought it was, I think it was somebody who was talking to Clint Eastwood. I think it was Morgan Freeman was being interviewed, and they asked him, he was like 90 years, almost 90 years old, and they asked him how he, you know, he's still getting around, doing everything, and so I can, he says, Clint Eastwood once told me, he says, don't let the old man in. So I got to be careful not to do that. Anyhow, with that, I'll say get off my lawn because I'm in front of my house. Listen to your final comments there and then get inside.